Now, we're doing in chapter Kuf Samach Zayin, in the laws of Betzia Sapas, of eating the bread or breaking the bread. That doesn't mean breaking, it means breaking off the bread, or Betzia, the Betzoya. So presumably there's like a big challah or a big loaf, and you're taking a piece. You're,
that's why the bread is there, supposedly.
Yeah, what, to help it?
Yeah.
Well, but on Shabbos we'll see. On Shabbos you use a knife because you need lecha mishnah. We'll see. We'll learn the halachas. It says mokim uzman habitzia umi habitzia. The place, the time that you do the bitzia. Who is the one that does it? Ubeichav gimul siifim. And there's 23 subsections. Subsection 1, aleph. It is a positive command of the Torah, originated in the Torah, to bless God after you eat mazon. Mazon is food, nurturing, that's sustaining food. That's mazon. Shenemar, as the verse states, quoting the verse. Now, this verse is in Devarim, chapter 8, verse 10. Says va'achalta v'savata uverachta et Hashem. You eat, you're satisfied, you must bless Hashem. Matter of fact, this is really the only blessing that it says clearly for eating food, you have to bless Hashem. V'goyim. That's from the Torah. But umedivrei sofrim is from the words of the scribes, from the rabbis, sofrim, the counters. The rabbis are called sofrim. Levorech lifnei kol achilu ushtiyah. You have to bless before anything you eat or anything you drink. You'll always make a bracha. Amru, they said, if a person needs to bless when he's satisfied, so you're blessing for the past, right? If you have to bless that you're satisfied, you're blessing. So when you're hungry, for sure you should bless for God that's giving you the food to eat, if you have to thank Him. In other words, I have to say thank you after the fact. How much more so you should say thank you, or you have to bless before. Anyone who has benefit from this world without making a blessing is as if you would be having benefit from things that were sanctified to heaven. There's a law against, if a person consecrates and says, gives a gift to the Hegdash, to the sanctuary, to the temple, and it becomes holy for the temple, another person is not allowed to use it. It's God's, right? But everything is God's. Before you make a bracha, it's God's. You are benefiting from something which has been consecrated to Hashem if you didn't make a bracha. Shenemar l'Hashem ha'aretz u'milo'ei. Because in a verse it says, to God is the earth and everything that fills the earth. So basically, all of it belongs to God. It's all heavenly. So how are you touching it? How are you benefiting from it? If you make a bracha, that's sort of your permission that gives you the rights to benefit. But otherwise, it's taking from Hashem. For all foods and drinks, you don't make a specific bracha. Thank you, Hashem, for soda. No. You make a shakol, right? You make one bracha, a kolelis, lekamaminim, for various different kinds. For eggs, for drinks, you know, you make one shakol. As for example, he's like, kamo, borei pri ha'adama. The one who creates, you bless Hashem, the one who creates the fruit of the ground. That is l'chol mine peres ha'aretz. That will be for all fruit of the ground, which means all vegetables, fruits, vegetables, anything that comes from the ground. Uborei pri ha'etz, if you make the blessing from the fruit of the tree, that is l'chol peres ha'etz, that you would make for all fruit of the tree. But there is an exception. Chutz min ha'yayin v'ha'pas. There's an exception with wine and bread. And it's important to remember that wine would technically have the same blessing as the grapes. Because the assumption is that the grape is growing not for eating, but not only for eating at least, but it's also growing to the juice, to take the juice, to make the grape juice, to have the wine from it. That's the assumption, and therefore the blessing for the wine should have been borei pri ha'etz, created the tree of fruit, even though I'm just drinking. If you're going to drink orange juice, for example, over there you're going to make a shahakol on the orange juice, because the orange isn't considered that it's growing for its juice, it's growing for the orange. If you make it for juice, then okay, it changes its blessing. If you squeeze it out, you make it a shahakol, because it's no longer the fruit, what it was, the important fruit. But it's different with wine. So what kind of a bracha should we have made on wine? We should have made ha'etz, but we don't make ha'etz on that.
I would say ha'adama, because it's a vine that grows from the ground.
No, grapes, you make ha'etz. What kind of bracha you make on ha'etz? On grapes, you make ha'etz, you don't make adama. It's not considered. We'll learn the rules of what is ha'adama, what is ha'etz, what constitutes a tree. But grapes are a tree, at least in halacha over here. So they are. You would have made on wine, shemetoich. And the same thing is, we also have to remember, is bread. Flour, of course, is grain that comes from the ground. And you make it and knead it, and you make it into bread. Technically, you should make a borei pri ha'adama on the bread. But because chus minayim apas shebetoich shechavucha shevusom kavu lahem bracha la'atzmam, because of their importance, they get their own bracha. Shayayin haytziu miklal peiros ha'ilon, wine has been taken out from the generality of trees, fruit of the trees, levaruch alav borei pri ha'gofen, to make a thanking Hashem for the fruit of the vine, specifically. In other words, you don't make a general bracha for it.
It's a great vine.
It's a fruit of the vine, yeah. But it's mipnei chashivusei. So why is wine so important? What's so special about wine? Shemisameach es halev. For it rejoices the heart, it makes you happy. Shenemar, as it says, the yayin. What about vodka in that case?
Exactly.
Shenemar, the yayin is samach levav enesh. The verse says that wine rejoices the heart of man. And there's another, he doesn't bring it over here, there's another verse that states, give wine to the bitterer heart, but anyways, so, and that is for wine. So wine should technically be a borei pri ha'etz, but we don't give it a general etz, we give it borei pri ha'gafen. That's special. Special for the vine. We mentioned the uniqueness of this particular fruit. And the same thing is with bread. They have taken it out from being part of the fruit of the ground, which would be in Hadama, you make Levaruchalav Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Say, one who brings out the bread from the ground, which means it's very specific for bread, not the pre Hadama, but specific for bread.
So cake, even though it's made the same way as bread is.
Hold on one second. Mipnei Chashivus HaLechem, that is because of the importance of the bread. Shesoyed HaLev, that it supports the heart, which means shenemar. There's a verse: v'lechem levav enish yisud. The bread supports the heart of man. Now, today they say the carbs are not so good for the heart. Not necessarily. But what it means to say, if you're hungry and you're starving, and we also have to understand today, Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of other staples, but the main staple used to be bread. That would be the staple that people would survive on, would be the bread, and that would sustain them. So, lechem, still, it's probably still true in the ordinary, most cases. Now, you're asking about mezonos.
So, the cake is made the same way bread is made. It's the same basic recipe, okay? So like if you're eating a piece of Danish, it's the same dough, except they put some raisins and put some cinnamon in. And so that's one and the same. But then when you make mozi, you make it on matzah. Matzah is like flour and water. It's like a cracker. So like the Shabbos, you have crackers, and we don't do anything with the crackers. Right.
Okay, you're asking very, very particular dinim. Okay, very particular laws. We're actually going to address all that. All these laws are going to be addressed. What constitutes bread, which requires the Torah? And some of it you hinted to by saying, if you put in raisins and you make it sweet, so you make it with eggs, so you make it more like a treat versus a satisfying, something that supports. So that changes the blessing. It's still important. It's not bar pri hadama, but we can't quite make motzi lechem because it's not really lechem. Lechem means meal, bread. Okay. So that's what we'll make a mizonos of that. But that will be discussed. Right. Why matzah, for example? But matzah meets the criteria of flour and water. The basic principle is anything that's flour and water and baked. These are the three conditions. So the flour, water, and baked.
Yeah.
The cracker, it actually depends. If you have a cracker which is made purely from flour and water and it's baked and it's not salted and it's not meant, it's not necessarily a cracker, then you actually make a motzi on that. There could be a question. Why, for example, pretzels are mizonos is a whole issue. At the end of the day is because it's meant like that, it's baked like that, it has salt on it or it doesn't. So there is reasons why it changes it. But technically, it would seem like you should make a motzi. Those are very, very detailed, a very specific halachas to understand exactly what makes what. The blessings are a very difficult subject. There is books and lists, and with all the new kinds of foods coming out, you have to know exactly how to categorize it. What is it exactly? What is the majority? You look at the ingredients. What kind of a bracha do you make on it? What don't you make? And that's a whole subject by itself. So it could be sometimes quite taxing. You know, what do you make? Like, what bracha do you make on licorice? You know, or what bracha do you make? You know, make mezonos on licorice. Nobody ever thought of that, right? All right.